19. It is said that physicist and essayist Torohiko Terada love drinking coffee. My pleasures are strawberries, coffee, flowers, beautiful women, and watching the universe with hands in pockets. Torohiko is said to have put this poem of his on the wall of his laboratory. He wrote a haiku too. Coffee is objective. New sake is subjective. Unfortunately, I don't understand the deep meaning of this haiku, but I wonder if it is saying that coffee helps you stay calm and see things with a clear head. If it prevents you from blowing up and helps you become objective, coffee must be gentle on both the heart and the brain. According to recent reports, people who drink a lot of green tea or coffee have a lower risk of dying from heart disease or strokes. The results were announced after a team of researchers from the University of Tokyo and the National Cancer Center tracked a total of 90,000 men and women over an average of 19 years. Such ingredients as catechin contained in green tea and chlorogenic acid in coffee seem to help stabilize blood pressure and glucose levels. It happens to be the season for fresh tea leaves. Whereas Torohiko was a coffee lover, a prime example of a green tea lover is Osamu Dazai. His poem titled, Ha, Leaves, goes like this. My beautiful face is reflected on many, many bubbles of green tea. Watching them make me feel, I'll be all right. Sometimes it might be a good idea to look at a reflection of your tired face in the bubbles of green tea. It helps you feel you'll be all right.